Hello, Pisces friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Pisces August 2021 Astrology Must Knows. There are so many things to talk about this month. We're going to get into my top must knows. First off, go to anniehelpsyou.com and see your one-stop hit for all of the free resources I make for you. This recording is just one of many, many, many free offerings I have for you, and you can see what they all are and interface with them at anniehelpsyou.com. Also, if you'd like to be a professional astrologer or bring astrology into your life in a deeper way to feed your love for it and help yourself and your family and friends, then go to loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com. You can see free courses I have there, but you can also see my paid course, which is a mega course called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which will equip you to do anything you'd like to do with astrology. Okay, so what do we got going on this month? I'm going to talk about the must-knows. The first big must-know is we have open stars through around September 7th. So the whole month of August, and actually it was July, August, into early September, open stars, which means that we are free from personal planet retrogrades. Personal planet retrogrades, Mercury, Venus, or Mars going retrograde or being in one of their shadow cycles, tend to lend us into the past and into the inside. It's an introspective and retrospective energy. But we're not in that now. We are in the blazing forward time of direct stars. So that means your contracts, your big decisions, your moves, your engagements, your weddings, your big parties, your travel plans for now and the future, launches for your businesses, big steps in any arena of life, big communications, big conversations, all of those kind of things have amazing support now. Also this month, that adding to these open stars, we don't have any mega outer planet clashes. Think back to June, think back to January, think back to February of this month, think back to pretty much all of 2020, and we were in a lockdown, literally, of outer planet clashes. And in August, we don't have that as a main theme. It's going on in the backdrop for the whole of 2021, that Saturn Uranus square, which you can search for Annie Botticelli Saturn Uranus square, or Saturn square Uranus, to see more details about the themes that that has brought up. But the thing to know about this month is that it's more in the backdrop this month. It's not front and center like it was in June and even echoing a bit into July. Also adding to the open stars that we have in August is that we're free of those major tensions that we had in May and June and July from the eclipses that were in May and June. Eclipse season was very heavy in May, June, and July. And we're now a big sigh of relief from being able to have the integration process of whatever changes happened, you know, more normalcy is coming back from whatever changes happened then. And it's just a general time of less tension in the stars when we're away from those eclipse seasons. So a lot to celebrate there. Okay, so the next big must know is that we've got a sequence of Uranus trines this month. And actually, if you include the first week of September, we've got four beautiful Uranus trines. I'm going to give you the dates. These are sweet dates to look out for. Happy surprises. You may also find groundbreaking insights, exciting breakthroughs, sudden information that comes to you in a positive way, solutions. This is also an amazing time for things gelling materially, or some kind of positive experience in your security and your experience of security. So I'm going to give you the dates, and the energy influence can be felt in the days around these days as well. Okay, so we've got Venus making that beautiful trine with Uranus the 2nd and the 3rd of August. Venus features, brings extra energy for money and anything having to do with that. Well, really, all of these trines do, because Uranus is in the sign of Taurus and Taurus rules the money house. So all of these aspects can bring positive money enhancement. Also, we have Mercury making the trine on the 19th and 20th. Then we have Mars making the trine on the 21st and the 22nd. And then in the first week of September, the Sun will then make that trine with Uranus. So a beautiful sequence of hopefully happy surprises and some of those other positive potentials that I listed there. Okay, so those are a few dates to note, but you know, I mean, you can see how they're kind of scattered throughout the month. And so this energy will be a theme of the whole month, but it will be concentrated more on those days. And remember to sign up for my newsletter at anniehelpsyou.com to get a full list of all of the sweet and salty dates and the things you may expect from them. Okay, so next up on our must-know list, we've got the full moon / blue moon in Aquarius on August 21st. So you notice that the Mars trine Uranus aspect is coinciding with that full moon and that blue moon. A blue moon is the second. There are two different definitions of a blue moon. One is that it's the second time there's a full moon in a sign, either in a month or a sign. So like the second full moon in a calendar month or the second full moon in a sign, that second one is the blue moon. Okay, and it doesn't happen very often. That's why we have the saying once in a blue moon, which I'm calling the theme of this month. And so you might find that exciting developments along the Aquarian fronts or along any fronts in your life can come up at this time. Very rare opportunities of something that can come out of nowhere, or it can come from something you've been actively working on. Hidden insights, hidden information, a glimpse into the unseen realms, you know, exciting psychological or spiritual developments or insights. And anything having to do with friendships, networking, community-based projects, anything having to do with patents or technology or internet-based, web-based work or projects, all have special enhancement at this time. Friendships and other networking, like acquaintances, groups, social groups, things like that, may play a key part at this time. So if somebody is trying to introduce you to somebody else or you get invited to something, you might want to make it, because the odds of a very rare and important connection occurring at this time are really high. Okay, so if you are within the 14 degree realm, you are going to have this affect you even more personally, okay? So let's talk about this for a second. Oh, by the way, if Pisces is your moon sign or your sun sign or your rising sign, this video is for you equally. And if you want to know even more about your chart, you can just search in an online search how to run a free birth chart, run a free birth chart online. And then when I drill down into these degrees, you can understand more how to use this information. I'm giving you a really great opportunity every month to drill down into your chart even more without even having to pay for a reading by giving you this information. So I do always suggest that you enhance your knowledge by running a free birth chart online and learning about the degrees. Okay, so if you are anywhere near 14 degrees of Pisces, and so that's going to be like the first week of March, basically, and the closer you are to like March 3rd, March 4th, the more you're likely to be profoundly affected. But everyone has a chance, but it just drills down even more to you all in that first week of March zone, or between, we'll say, around 9 and 19 degrees if you're watching for another placement of Pisces. Okay, so hopefully magical transformation will be afoot. And also know at this time that a small spark can be a major catalyst. That's something that is innate with the blue moons. It's also innate with the full moons. So if you don't have something going on, it's also a great time to plant seeds for the future, because you'll have the clarity of what it is that you want to do and the direction that you want to go in. Okay, so another must know that we have has to do with there being strong Leo energy. The sun is in Leo for most of the month. Mercury is going to be in Leo for part of the month. And whenever we have this happening, we have abundant creativity. We have a focus on children and child rearing and spending time with kids or working with them. We have a focus on our inner child, the one who likes to play, the one who likes hobbies and to just do fun for the sake of it. This is also an energy I call of the bucket list energy. So things that you've always wanted to do or taking steps towards those things, and fun just for the sake of itself. This also can have to do with romance and true love. And this can have to do with just relaxing and just being in the flow of wherever your passions are. And this can also have to do with passions being translated into paid work. Many, 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 many people are reconsidering their current line of work and whether they're going to stay within the line of work. There is a massive amount of people that are quitting their jobs or considering that. And this energy can start to light up to show you some signs of the direction that you might want to go in instead of where you were before. Now, specifically for, I'll get to that in a second. No, we'll talk about it now. Okay, so specifically for Pisces, this energy lights up your sixth house. Now, the sixth house is double lit up for Pisces at this time because we have planets in Virgo, which rule the sixth house, and we have planets in Leo moving through your sixth house. So this sixth house is super prominent. And what that means is that things with pets or animals are brought up in a major way. This could be an amazing time for finding your forever friend or doing any kind of work with animals. This can also have to do with having a positive experience with animals, like, you know, going somewhere where you interact or having a wildlife experience of some sort that's fulfilling. This also has to do with revitalizing your daily schedule and reorganizing your life. You could be having clutter or just disorganization that is weighing on you. It's very difficult sometimes to assess how much the clutter in your physical space is affecting your mind. And Pisces people are so sensitive and so empathic that if there's clutter around you, it's definitely going to add to your emotional spin. So taking control of your surroundings in the best way you can, cleaning out cabinets, dealing with piles of stuff, even just dealing with low-hanging fruit, meaning, you know, just take a pile of stuff to recycling or, you know, clear out stuff that's super easy. That can really, really help you at this time. Or you might go super deep into it, like something having to do with Marie Kondo's work. She's got wonderful books, one including The Magical Art of Tidying Up. She also has one called Spark Joy. And these books can really be catalysts not only for revitalizing your space, but revitalizing your life. So I highly recommend that you do a lot there because it can have especially good momentum at this time. Also, this is your health house. So you might have diagnostics. And when the planets are clear as they are now, it is a very good time for diagnostics because you might redo diagnostics and get more clarity, or you might find that a previous diagnosis was wrong, and you also might have spontaneous healing, or you might have spontaneous awareness into something that had been a problem that was brewing. So your health sector, which is your wellness, your daily routines, like your supplements, your diets, things like that, all of that's coming into the forefront for you at this time. So if you are needing your yearly checkups, this would be an amazing time for that. And if you're looking for a new workout routine, new ways to, you know, eat, anything like that, going on a diet, trying to gain muscle, this is a fantastic time for that for Pisces. Okay, so another house that's really accentuated for you in a major way is the seventh house, which has to do with your relationships. Your personal relationships of every kind, big and small, deep and superficial, are all coming into focus at this time. And because the energies in Virgo are opposing the energies in Pisces, these might be some points of conflict. But please always remember that we don't have to fear points of conflict. Points of conflict show us very clearly what the problems are in our relationships and in our lives. And so you might get clarity about that now. You also might get solutions at this time, or you might just find the perfect helper. This energy for you this month really wants you to have the help that you need, whether it's an accountant or a nanny or, you know, a pet sitter or whatever it is, where it's somebody doing a service that can help you. If you write a list of all the things that you need help with, and then systematically go through and through your referral network, as we talked about before, which is strongly highlighted at this time, or whether it's just through searches, systematically go through and find those people. This is also, for many people, the start of a school year, whatever that looks like these days for different people. And so this is not only a time to organize your life in general, but organize your next semester or your next for the rest of the year and kind of get a small picture of your daily experience, but also the bigger picture of your rhythm into more clarity and organization. You'll also probably have more concentration for difficult tasks. And sometimes when Pisces energy gets flowing into the heavy emotion, this can be a little difficult. So you can look forward to this time as giving you more impetus to get those tasks done that you might be putting off. You might also be helped by writing a list of the things you've been avoiding and making a plan to do one a week or something like that during this time. And that's really for August and September. So if you, let's say you make your list of your top 8 things that have to be done that you're avoiding, and then just put it in your calendar to do one a week, then over the August, September timeframe, when these energies are really active for you, you might find that you've pulled a lot of them through. And that can be very exciting and empowering. The Virgo energies can also bring a critical eye, yours or somebody else's. So you can be seeing certain things critically in a negative way that might have harsh consequences, or you could feel like somebody is viewing you in a critical way. So just kind of be aware that this is going on, but know that there is always a chance that this can bring positive energies to shift. So for instance, let's say somebody is putting you under scrutiny. If you look at the ways that the person might be right, even if their delivery is not ideal, and then own those and work on those, you can take a point of tension and turn it around into an intimate, a deepening of your intimacy with this person, and also your self-improvement. So that's exciting. You can definitely have a chance to dissolve conflict by getting out of the way of the conflict. This is a principle of Aikido. Aikido is in my life in a big way. I don't do it personally, but I'm around it a lot with people close to me. And, you know, if you've never seen Aikido, it's quite magical. It's a martial art where it's not offense-based. It's defense-based, where basically you get out of the way of the attacker and use their energy against them. And in the case to protect yourself, but not necessarily to hurt them. It's just to protect yourself. And this energy is really strong for you now, where if you can get out of the way of a conflict by dissolving it, not by avoiding it, and that's a very key point this month, by dissolving the point of conflict, by acknowledging it and being present with it, then you can have a major, major, major breakthrough in your relationship space. A couple of quick things additionally to look out for this month. We do have more salty aspects than we do sweet ones, but we do have a ton of sweet aspects. So, you know, you will see nuisance bumps throughout the month, but they're going to be short-lived, and maybe in an hour or by a day, as these little points of conflict come up, they'll just kind of usually pass and fizzle away, unless the conflicts are coming from deeper stories of outer planets connecting in with your inner planets, then they'll be pretty quick to pass. If you kind of think of and understand astrology in the way of there are aspects that are going on around us. So kind of imagine a bee is flying around and you're like, there's a bee there. That's nice. Okay. That's happening. You're experiencing it. But then a bee stings you and you're like, wow, ow, now I'm really interfacing with this bee when it was out there, but now it's a point of conflict. That's what the challenging aspects are like. If you have a position in your chart that locks mathematically with that position in the sky, it will zap in and sting you personally. And if you don't have an exact point, you'll more feel it generally like, wow, it's happening out there, but I'm feeling it. And it's the same thing with the sweet aspects. That's why I hope that you will run your free birth charts online somewhere and start to learn more about these degrees as I give them to you. Okay, so something else to know about this month, a must know, is that we do have quite a few inconjuncts. Inconjuncts are awkward angles. I always call them the ships passing in the night angle, where it's like, whoa, the ships that are supposed to be in contact with each other, like they're delivering something to each other, they just pass in the night. And that energy is very present this month. So you might notice that you're like talking to someone and you feel like, wow, they have no idea what you're talking about, or you're trying to do something and it's not working out. But again, these are minor things or nuisance things, and they will pass pretty quickly. Jupiter's still retrograde until October, so some things that were really fueled earlier in the year that seem like they're kind of losing steam over the last couple of months, just know that Jupiter's probably working on those things in the backdrop, and that once it gets to be October, some things that had been expanding in a great way before will likely start expanding again. If you want even more details about how the current and upcoming astrology may affect you personally and how you can make the most of the opportunities, your first one-hit stop is to go to anniehelpsyou.com. Right there on the front page, you can sign up for my free email newsletter. You will also see a list of all of the other free things that I have for you each month, and you can interface with them through that one organized section. When you sign up for my free email newsletter, you get many wonderful bonuses, including a monthly write-up 1 month ahead delivered into your inbox of all of the notable aspects of the month, what you can expect from them, and the sweet and salty dates, and a general write-up of the points to note as the astrology must knows. You definitely want to go to loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com. That's my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, and check out the free courses that I have there. And I also have paid courses. And if you think I put a lot into my free resources, you should see the depth and complexity of my paid courses. If you would like to be an astrologer as your trade, be a professional astrologer, add astrology to any of your other work offerings, or just do astrology in a deeper way for your friends and family, for your own self-development, then you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. This is a mega course that will equip you to do whatever you'd like to do with astrology. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.